Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave, I believe you know my partner Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
We're here doing the podcast just before an ice storm barrels down on the Quad Cities, because of course.
How conscientious of us to knock this out before you're all dealing with ice.
Yeah,
and we're all slipping and a-falling. You actually have to go pick up a student.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you know.
Early outage.
There's an ice storm, and I know a lot of us, when we hear ice storm, the first thing we think is, Darren. How will Darren survive?
How will this affect him?
Will this be the ice storm? We haven't had one of these since December 2007. Will this be the ice storm that takes out the great Darren Scott Pitra?
We haven't what?
There has not been an ice storm in this town since December of 2007.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm telling you it is.
I've clearly fallen since 2007.
Well, you're a very special boy. You have a unique talent to fall on ice sometimes when it's only in your mind.
Yeah, that driveway really shouldn't be angled that way.
No, it's a
I don't think it's up to code.
It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap.
As a matter of fact, I had a friend of mine who was like, boy, this entire house is not up to code.
Was that right?
Well, he was very concerned with the stairs, too. The stairs leading up.
The stairs that almost killed you? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't the stairs. You had too much pizza to eat.
Lettuce. I had bad lettuce.
Oh, okay. Lettuce on the taco pizza?
It's an ever.
That story has evolved. First it was you were drunk, but you had too much pizza.
No, it was the pizza
to blame.
No, I wasn't drunk.
You had a lot of beer to drink.
No. Relatively speaking, no.
All right. For a regular-sized person.
Well.
How many beers did you have when you fell down the stairs and put your head through the drywall?
Might have been a 12-pack.
See, you have to understand that...
light beer.
Yeah, but in the real world, 12 beers is a lot of beer. That's a lot of beers to the real world.
Half of those are practice beers.
No one understands that more than I do, but what I'm telling you is...
The first six are at least practice.
Yeah, no, that's just stretching. I get it. Believe me, nobody gets it more than me. But what I'm telling you is, when most people hear you say you had 12 beers... And then you fell and had an accident, they're going to connect those dots.
Anyway, he's concerned with those steps, and then he's also concerned with the steps leading to the basement. He tends to think those aren't up to code either.
They're a little wobbly.
I don't know that they're wobbly, but...
Certainly very...
You don't want to fall down them. Those are stairs you don't want to fall down.
I will say this. If you do fall in the stairs, because I've been to your basement a couple of times...
Yeah.
If you do fall down the stairs, there will be no stopping midway. You are going to hit the floor of the basement, the way that those stairs are angled. There's no stopping halfway between here and there.
And the stairs that I fell down
were
carpeted.
Thank goodness.
Those stairs are no longer carpeted. Oh. Well, it doesn't really matter. I only hit like one stair.
Right, and then your head went through the drywall.
Yeah.
And then what did you say when your head was in the drywall? I don't need this right now. Your head was in a wall. It's a good thing you didn't hit one of the studs.
If you had been downstairs.
Yeah.
If you'd been downstairs.
Oh, I would have died from laughing.
Well, it would have looked like the top of my head had been cut off.
Yes.
Because it was actually in the wall.
Inside the wall. And you just took a moment, collected yourself with your head still in the wall and yelled, I don't need this right now.
Well, Rhonda was questioning what had just happened. It had sounded like a bomb had gone off. She had thought we'd been bombed.
And she looks down the stairs, and there you are with your head inside the wall.
Hey. Fractured my wrist.
How many beers would be too many beers, do you think? If 12 is just, you know, the first six are practice, and then the other six are
actual beers. I would say that's too many.
Like, how many beers would it take for you, light beers, where you would say, that was an excessive amount of beer?
More than 12.
Okay. That's probably the right answer. That's probably all I needed to know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm poking at this. This is none of my business.
There's no reason to indict each other.
No, believe me. Believe me, I get it. Although, I'm drinking a lot less these days.
Well, you drink those heavy beers.
Yeah.
I can only have two of those.
Yeah. That's
two of those and the night's over.
That's true. Yeah. I had half of one last night. I mean, that's where I'm at right now.
What did you do with the other half?
I shared it with my wife. Oh, still.
Okay. Well, at least you didn't waste it.
Mm-hmm. You know, alcohol.
Did she look at you like, hey, would you like half a beer?
What do you mean?
I mean, was she kind of like, half a beer?
No, it's a pretty regular occurrence.
Oh, okay.
I'll crack one open and pour them in some brouhaha glasses and we'll share a beer. It's pretty regular.
Brouhaha glasses? Yeah. Those are little juice glasses.
Yeah, well, that's when you're sharing a beer, that's what you do, that's what you use. You half for me and half for you.
But that wouldn't... there's more beer in a can than those two little glasses.
Well, you can pour on top of it, can't you?
Having a little sampling hour, huh?
I mean, if I'm
being
honest...
it's not really sampling if you're only having one beer.
The way it usually works is she gets 4 ounces and I get 8 ounces, and that's sharing, I think.
Okay.
And so isn't that the greatest love of all?
She gets the glass once, you get the glass twice.
Well, look, it's not a competition, but everybody gets a taste.
But for those scoring at home...
Mm-hmm. Alcoholism is not a joke, Darren. Mm. But I tell you what, for some people, is a joke.
911?
Yeah, hit me.
Hit me!
There's not a minute to spare.
Going, going, gone. Going, going, gone. Ha-ha, very funny. I got a couple of stories here about people misusing the 911 system. Somebody went to McDonald's and placed an order, and they gave very specific instructions to the burgermasters there at the McDonald's restaurant. Under no circumstances do I want any onions on my hamburger sandwich.
Okay.
Which seems like a pretty reasonable request. I've certainly placed that order.
Depending on which sandwich you get, some aren't going to have any onion on it at all. Right?
Yeah. No, this was a Big Mac sandwich. A Big Mac hamburger sandwich.
That has your minced onions on there.
Yeah, your two all-beef patties, lettuce sauce,
pickle sauce. You can do this.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
You've got that down almost like the track listing for...
Permanent vacation?
Permanent vacation.
I knew that was coming. This guy called to complain that his Big Mac did in fact have onions on it. And he challenged the manager of the McDonald's... To a fist fight. How about we step outside and settle this, putting onions on my Big Mac sandwich?
What do I get if I win?
This happened at 10:30 on Friday night. The guy says he got the wrong meal, and he couldn't eat because he has a severe allergy to onions. Now, if you do indeed have a severe allergy to onions, I don't think you should be eating at McDonald's. Because a lot of their stuff touches onions.
Or stay clear of things that have onions on them.
Yes.
Because mistakes can be made.
Yes.
And let's face it, they don't care.
He had been drinking prior to the McDonald's visit, threatened to fight the manager before calling the cops to report the mixed-up meal. The cops show up, and they had to restrain him as they escorted him outside of the McDonald's. As dumb as that is, I've got one
and
even worse.
Yeah, and with that, with the minced onion,
mm-hmm.
It's not like it's something where you can even just take off an onion.
Yeah, but you know what? Even when you take the onion off, the onion residue is there. I can taste the onion when you take the onion off something.
You got the best of both worlds.
Right.
But you've got the taste of onion without having an onion.
That's a texture thing, isn't it? Because minced onions I'm fine with because they're almost imperceptible. But an onion where it's just the
What
big
do you
round,
eat with minced onions?
Well, almost all of your hamburger sandwiches at McDonald's have minced onions on them.
On the value menu, yes.
Yeah. Well, what am I? What am I, King Farouk? Of course the value menu.
Mm-hmm.
What am I? On my yacht?
Listen.
Making sure I don't put a hole in my artwork with those champagne corks? What are you, nuts? Of course it's the value meal. What are you doing? Looking down your nose at me with the value meal.
I didn't know you were a minced onion guy. I would have thought that would have been a problem.
No, minced onions are fine because they're almost imperceptible.
So it's not the taste you have a problem with.
It's the texture thing, yeah.
What's wrong with the texture of an onion?
I can feel the fibers in my mouth. I don't like fibrous.
Why don't you swallow quicker?
That's what she said. Our other story is a... man who called 999. This is over in England. That's their equivalent of 911.
Okay.
Because they got to do everything just a little bit
goofy. Or maybe they had it first.
Well, then why don't we do 999? Why is it 911? 999 would be a lot easier.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right? Call was made in Derbyshire.
If you're in that much peril,
mm-hmm.
that the time it takes to punch up 999 mm-hmm. or 911,
yes.
then you are in peril. the time wasted between doing 911 and 999.
I'm just saying.
It is
easier.
Hanging by a thread.
This guy called 999 over there in England because his Facebook wasn't working properly.
What happens if you call 999 here? Nothing? Probably nothing.
Why don't you do it?
Probably nothing.
Why don't you do it and you tell me?
Hello?
It's a very sleepy Tina Louise.
Hello.
I've been waiting for you to call me, baby.
I've been expecting you.
Oh, baby.
The switchboard over there said they were furious and had no words. Reported that his Facebook was not working properly. 999 is the number over there for emergencies. And they also have 101, which is for non-emergencies. But you shouldn't even be calling 101 for your Facebook not working. Right?
English Facebook.
English Facebook, yes. The country that gave us the faces has English Facebook. And let me tell you this. If you post a photo, every picture tells a story.
Good for you.
Don't it? Boy, that's a good record by Rod Stewart. I never really had much time for Rod Stewart as a solo artist.
If you're going to spend any solo time with Rod Stewart, I would stay in the early years.
This is the thing. I got all the way up as I was spending
probably a good idea with most artists.
I was spending some time with the Rod Stewart solo stuff this weekend and really enjoying it.
Yes.
Then I got to a record called Blondes Have More Fun. And I thought, okay, that's enough.
There's a couple charming tracks on there.
Right. Because Rod Stewart, from my experience, growing up consuming music in the late 70s and early 80s.
Footloose and Fancy Free, you're not a fan of?
That's not bad. Yeah. That's got You're in My Heart.
That's right.
That's a fine record.
It's okay.
But
very rock star. Very, very rock star.
But for me, like, you know, he was already an old man by the time he was putting hit records out. Like, doing his cover of... not Young Turks.
It's covered.
Downtown Train. Is that the Tom Waits song?
Yes. Well, that was... Yeah.
That was like the biggest hit when I was in high school, was Rod Stewart doing Downtown Train.
Yeah, he was probably in his 50s then.
There were girls on my block. This was back before you would...
Late
40s. You would hang out. Growing up on the block, and the girls who were older teenage girls. I remember...
Sure.
I remember two of them. Having a conversation on the front steps.
That you were listening into?
Yeah.
Whose front step? Yours? Why are there two teenage girls on your front step?
This was 1976, and there was nothing to do. You would just hang out outside, because most of the parents in our neighborhood didn't put air condition their homes, right?
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in a neighborhood where people threw money away on air conditioning.
Making plans for the bicentennial.
Yes. So the neighbor across the street... And then two doors down, I was friends with the boy in that house. They would just hang out on different stoops and just talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this. I was 4 or 5 years old, and they were having an in-depth conversation about how they had both decided that they were going to save themselves for Rod Stewart.
Probably not the best idea.
And I didn't understand what any of it meant, but I remember thinking, this is a conversation I'm glad I'm listening to.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. Like, I remember as a little boy thinking, none of this makes any sense, but this is good stuff. Save yourself for Rod Stewart.
This is the sort of conversation older people have.
Yes. And then when I was 9, I remember being at swim practice, and one of the older boys was telling us the story about how Rod Stewart had to have his stomach pumped. And he explained what the contents were, and I didn't know what any of it meant, but I remember thinking, this is good stuff. Like, this Rod Stewart...
This is very adult.
I don't understand anything about Rod Stewart, but I know that when teenagers talk about him, it's something I need to remember.
Something like salacious.
Darren, these are images in my brain
that
I burnt in there. Because I remember thinking, as a very young child, younger than my son is now, I remember thinking, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
This Rod Stewart stuff.
Yes,
I didn't really care for his music.
I think I've shattered a lot of taboos here today.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He used to come to town every once in a while. Was it last season? Or the season before, he would come into town every once in a while and watch his kid play hockey.
Did he?
Not Kim Hunter. She's from Planet of the Apes. Who was his wife?
Kim Hunter was in Planet of the Apes?
Yeah. Wasn't she Dr.
I don't know.
Wasn't Kim Hunter one of the monkeys? Rachel Hunter. Rachel Hunter is who I'm thinking of.
Rachel Hunter wasn't in Planet of the Apes.
No, Kim Hunter was.
Rachel Hunter was in the Quad Cities?
Yeah, that was Rod Stewart's, their kid. Played for the Mallards.
Oh, how did I miss out on this?
And they would sit in a box like once
but
or twice.
But they haven't been together forever.
No, but they still have a kid together.
That's true. They've
I mean,
got
you
kid.
Make a decision
yes,
to parent.
I suppose, yeah, we still want to watch him play.
Yeah, so this Stewart kid would play for the Mallards, and every once in a while, Rod Stewart and his ex-wife would be there hanging out.
Saw Rod Stewart at what was then the Mark. I think this would have been 1993 on like a Tuesday night. I knew it was a weeknight.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
It was fabulous in that I'm giving it to you. I'm giving this to you like it's Saturday night in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. He really.
Friday night in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marvelous. Can really control a soccer ball.
I've never seen him live, but Jenny told me she went and saw him in Tampa with her dad a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the concert started, and the first three songs was rough. To the point where they were like, should we even be watching this? He's up there suffering, this man, right? He didn't have it and just was laboring through it.
Uh-huh.
And then, like she said, it was like a switch went off, and then he just started kicking ass and taking names the whole time.
Well, maybe he wasn't warming up backstage.
Well, this is a man, you know, I mean...
Can I get you a 7-Up?
Okay. You want to do the top five things?
Let's do that.
I like
it's
it.
It's the Dave and Darren top five things. First of all, if you'd like to reach out to
I was
podcast,
accused.
You can use the Quad Cities River Bandits text line 470-23-NACHO. Celebrate Valentine's Day with a four-course meal, including an appetizer to share, salad, entree, and dessert. Lounge and private suite seating is available. The private suites are available for up to four couples if you'd like to do that. All dinner reservations are for Valentine's Day. That is Thursday, February 14th at 6:30, with doors opening at 5:30. Reservations accepted through this Friday, February 8th. Call 563-324-3000 for details and reservations. Speaking of Valentine's Day, you need to take advantage of the deal that they've got going on at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport, and they have a Valentine's Day deal going on. Three Valentine's Day deals starting at just $99, and with each and every purchase, it's going to include a rose from Coleman's Florist and Lago Mesino chocolate. One-stop shopping for Valentine's Day at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, so make it happen. They are open Tuesday through Saturdays starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Find the perfect gift for every occasion, including Valentine's Day. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. And with your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. And the podcast, again today, as it always does, is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including their homemade roast beef, their secret recipe, slow-roasted and hand-pulled to perfection. And if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, for a place of business or event, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Everyone, welcome to our daughter's first communion party. The meatballs are in the truck parked out front. Go help yourselves.
How about that, huh?
I mean, that's just a win for everybody.
Let's let the moil do his work, and then we'll go enjoy some meatballs.
Number one.
Am I wrong?
You know that song "Baby Shark" that people enjoy so well?
Yes,
it's the worst. Some knuckleheads in Australia thought it would be a good idea to take an actual baby shark.
Well, that should probably be their national anthem down there.
Yeah, it's probably better than whatever they have.
I mean, they deal with sharks the way we deal with squirrels, don't they?
I think you're right.
It's very commonplace there.
Baby shark should be the national anthem down there. Is this something we could get Greg Norman to do for us? Could he make that happen? What is the Australian national anthem?
How does that go? I bet it's beautiful.
I bet it's horrendous.
Mm.
The Australian, you want to hear a little bit? The name of the song
it's called Giving the Dog a Bone.
It should be.
By a little band called AC/DC. Who, by the way, I understand have a new album coming out.
That's not possible.
I think it is.
Really?
I think they've got a new record out, and I think Brian Johnson's a part of it.
What? And this is the first time hearing of any of this.
Yeah, I think this is a real thing.
This is Advance Australia Fair, which is the, I'll give you a little bit of this, the theme song for Australia, not Baby Shark.
National anthem.
What did I say?
Theme song.
It's their theme song.
Hey, what's your theme song? Go ahead and let it play. Let it play. If we're going to get sued by the...
Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free.
I got to say, I don't hate this.
Did they mention Soylent Green?
Our golden soil and wealth for toil. Okay, that's probably all of that we should play for you.
Cease and desist from the continent of Australia.
Stop playing
our theme song.
Well, Baby Shark is your unofficial anthem or theme song, if you'll have it. Like instead of a country, it's a sitcom in my brain.
Gonna fly now.
This group on Facebook shows a picture of a guy who takes a baby shark and makes a bong out of it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That you can't know.
The guy lights the pipe, sucking it before exhaling and laughing, all while the song Baby Shark is playing in the background.
Now, the
baby shark was in fact dead, they say. I don't think that makes it much better, but they say they caught this baby shark when they were fishing for mangrove jacks. And it was in an ice box for 2 days, and then they came up with an idea to make a bong out of the baby shark's body. But obviously, people are furious by this, and the cops ended up showing up and asking some questions, because what are you monsters doing? I share this story with you because these knuckleheads heard that baby shark song, and one looked at the other and said, "Right,
I want to get high.
Crikey, let's make a bong out of it." Yeah, I could do that. I could smoke some dope out of a baby shark. I mean, can you imagine that? Like, I think that would be a buzzkill, holding a dead baby shark in your
very
hand.
Fishy taste.
Yeah, right.
You would think.
Right.
Not a fish, but still, you know what I'm
Sharks
saying.
Sharks are fish.
Sharks are fish.
Yeah.
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 Number two.
What was I thinking? Whales are
Whales
not fish.
Are mammals.
Whales are not fish.
Yes, but...
Sharks, king of the fish.
Let me ask this. Whale shark, is that a fish or is that a fish? A mammal. A whale shark.
I think a whale shark.
Whale shark. Is it a... It's the largest of all the creatures in the ocean.
I think a whale shark is a whale.
It's a shark.
It is?
Yeah, trick question. Whale sharks are fish.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Whale shark is a shark.
Whale song! Song of the whale! Cut off the head and discard the tail! Number two on our top five things, another story that comes to us from England. A 67-year-old bank manager suffered a stroke, and something got rewired in his brain as a result of the stroke. It made him believe it was completely normal to jerk off without shame in front of his relatives.
Okay. Someone's...
Family was
what
concerned.
Happened to him?
Family was concerned.
What happened to him?
A 67-year-old bank manager. He had a stroke.
Had a stroke.
Yes.
I'm going to use this to my advantage.
And this was called a silent stroke. There were very little symptoms. Medics, I said
call
England.
It made up stroke.
I said England. I meant to say Spain. This happened near Madrid. They ran a bunch of tests on him because he just started masturbating without shame in front of his relatives.
Here we just call it rice.
Yeah. It's just Harlem here. The bank's managers were concerned when they noticed drastic changes in his behavior and took him to the hospital. As well as masturbating in front of him, relatives said to the doctors that he was addressing them with inappropriate sexual words. Medics did a CT scan and figured out, no, this guy...
Yeah, I don't think we're going to go see him anymore. This guy... we're done. We're done visiting Uncle Strokey.
This is a silent stroke, one that occurs without or with very little symptoms. So you could have a stroke and not even know it.
I probably
And the next
have.
Thing you know, you're dropping trowel in front of your grandparents. He was able to kind of get things
his grandparents.
Out. Well, I mean, obviously he's 67. I don't know if his folks' grandparents are still around. They treated him with some drugs.
You know, I've been on this earth for 105 years. I didn't need to see this.
No. They treated him with drugs.
Here we just call it fly.
Will reduce things, and they say his relatives say he became nice again and well-mannered. He's fine now. But for a while, this guy suffered a silent stroke that made him believe it was okay to masturbate in front of his relatives.
Strange thing to believe. That's what would happen.
Right, so there's like a part of your brain that tells you...
Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's like a very specific part of your brain, and that's what snapped.
An important part of your brain.
Yeah. One of the more important ones.
To stop you from doing that sort of thing.
Right. But...
Glad to have it.
You will miss it when it's gone.
Oh, hell, I thought I'd get an accommodation. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things... is brought to you by Factory of Fear.
They laughed at George Lucas when he did this in front of his mom.
I just got my 40-year PIN. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear. They present Love is Blind, one weekend only, and it's this weekend, so don't miss out. It's their Valentine's Day haunt Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight. Admission is just $15. VIP 20. You can get them in advance if you'd like at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. They invite you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. Love is blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. They're going to love it. Don't worry. They're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind this weekend, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th. This year, new rooms and new characters with a free photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Love is Blind, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location up in Cedar Rapids at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Having a get-together, like Capriati's, do all the work for all groups of all sizes, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. If you're on your own, if you're going out for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
Number I'm a gentleman.
I'm smart.
Number three in our top five things, Amazon seen testing autonomous delivery trucks. By the way, at the all-new NachoRadio.com, there's an Amazon graphic that you can actually click on and drag into your favorites bar. And then every time you want to use Amazon, we will get a small portion of the money you spend at Amazon. It costs you no additional money. But they give us, I don't know, you buy a tennis racket, they send us 3 cents. Everybody buys a lot of tennis rackets, we might get a check for $2.
Catgut.
Whatever it is.
Catgut.
Amazon now seen testing an autonomous delivery truck. This is a semi-truck that drives itself. They just announced an autonomous delivery robot they call Scout that's going to be dropping packages off in your house. And now an Amazon trailer being transported via an Embark autonomous truck. Pictures of this thing online, a big semi that moves freight from here to there. I got to tell you, we're just a couple of years away. It's going to be sooner than any of us realize.
For the next eclipse?
There aren't going to be any more truck drivers. And that's like what a third of the world does.
That's
terrifying.
That's a lot of jobs that are going to be gone.
Right?
Not the best idea.
No. I mean, it is. I know in Iowa, that's the number one job. More people drive trucks than do anything else.
I get it.
And now all these trucks are going to drive themselves.
I'm not sure how anyone's going to buy anything if they don't have that truck job. I just kind of rethink this.
That was a theme. Now, I know you watched the Super Bowl with the sound down, but there was a theme in a lot of commercials was robots are coming and they're going to take your jobs. And I don't know how that inspires me to buy liquid soap or whatever.
I did see I don't know who had the commercial for the
with the baby?
Baby robot.
Yeah, that was, I don't remember.
What was
the place to be?
Did they bring back, what was the name of the?
Monkey Puppy Baby?
Yeah,
it was as disturbing as
we're
that.
We're done with that?
Yeah.
Number four.
Are you a fan of that whole dilly-dilly thing? Because I hate it.
No. I did like the Game of Thrones dilly-dilly thing. I thought that was clever. This whole thing Bud Light's doing about how we don't use corn syrup is, I don't get that campaign at all.
Well,
Because one, you use rice. You're using an adjunct, so don't act like you do.
We sell a lot of corn.
Corn's kind of a big deal here.
Well, it's a big deal in a lot of places.
Yes! The entire Midwest, I would argue.
I understand you don't need to be feeding it to your dogs, but...
And three, Bud Light is the number one beer in this country by a long shot. There's no reason to take shots at people that are in third and fourth place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take shots at whoever is number one. They're sitting there taking shots at Miller Lite and Coors Light. There's no need for that. You're at the top.
Shoot high, aim low. What is it?
That's what Trevor Rabin told me one time. He said,
Big Generator.
Yeah, you know that's my favorite record by Yes, and I know that makes Yes fans crazy, but I love that record. Hawaii is...
Actually, Yes fans would just disregard that comment.
Really?
Yeah.
What do Yes fans think of 90210? Or 90210?
I know.
What the hell is it called?
We don't know if it's a... If it's a television show or a Yes album.
Well, that's not the Yes album. 90123, right?
I think they probably at the time thought, good for you guys that you're going to have some chart success.
Uh-huh.
But as far as one of your best albums, probably false.
So in Illinois, they want to raise the price of cigarettes up to 21.
Did you see where they...
This is what we're talking about is Hawaii.
Yes.
Yes. Hawaii wants to raise the price of cigarettes.
Not the price.
I mean, not the price, the age, so the minimum age.
Yes, I got a kick out of this yesterday.
They want to raise the price in Hawaii.
Not the price, the age that you can purchase them.
Yeah, so right now it's 18 years old to buy smokes.
They want to bump it up a couple years.
In Hawaii right now you have to be 21.
Okay.
I think in Chicago you got to be 21 to buy smokes as well.
Was that a littering thing?
It's just they're trying to get people to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. So they figure if they can get you to quit when you're young, then that'll help them out. It's a stupid idea. And if you're 18, you're an adult. If you want to smoke, go ahead and smoke. Because I will say this, young people, it's really cool, and the flavor and
nicotine. The flavor, you just look the coolest.
Yeah, smoking is something
I miss it.
It was great fun. I had a lot of fun smoking. Those were the days. Just going out, grabbing a smoke.
Sure.
You know? Just taking a minute to look up at the night sky, you know, burn a heater. Those are the greatest days of my life.
Mm-hmm. Burn a heater, wait for the ratings to come in.
Well, ratings day, I would go through a pack. I would smoke a pack in an afternoon. Yeah.
In a morning. What are you talking about?
That's true. Yeah.
So
that wasn't cool. those days I'm not proud of.
I wish I
mean, when you're lighting smokes off of your smokes, when you're monkey screwing yourself, like
I wish I hadn't smoked that pack of cigarettes. The ratings themselves made me sick.
Yeah, no, yeah. I smoke a pack and a half over nerves, and then I get my ass kicked anyway. What was the point of this?
What am I doing?
Well, the ratings went down, but at least I feel like garbage.
Next 6 months, I'm just gonna have chicken broth. See if I can calm my nerves. So 100, you have to be 100 to
purchase
tickets.
They want to raise the age to 100. This is right now you have to be 21 in Hawaii. They were the first state in the union to raise the age to buy cigarettes to 21. Now they want to pass a law where next year you'll have to be 30, then it'll go up to 40, then 50, then 60, and by the year 2024, you will have to be 100 years old in order to buy a pack of smokes
in
the rocky shores of Hawaii.
The people that don't have what you would call a home in Hawaii, they sure love to smoke. But
well, this is the thing about being homeless in Hawaii.
You're not the dumbest person on the face of the earth. You've got the smarts over your cousin in International Falls. We'll give you that. You're not a real go-getter, maybe.
Right.
There might be a little mental illness, but you are not the dumbest.
And if you're smoking in Hawaii and you don't have a home, the entire island is your ashtray.
Which is what they don't like.
No. Nor should they. That's the worst. Number five.
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 Number five.
Number five, a man has they had an autopsy on this fella. He died at the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. They believe that he died of a meth overdose before he was consumed by a bear.
Boy, that's not good for the bear.
Well,
that bear's gonna be up all night.
Somewhere in Tennessee right now,
for crying out loud, what's going on? I just ate a guy full of meth.
We have some audio of this methed up bear down in Tennessee.
What did I eat?
Brother!
Oh, brother.
Fuck Ryan Outlaw! Holy meth! What do you call that?
Accidental methamphetamine intoxication is what killed William Lee Hill Jr. They're in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and then they think his remains were scavenged by a bear. They released the autopsy on Monday.
I've heard worse.
I mean, overdosing on meth in the Great Smoky Mountains, and then, getting eaten by a bear.
Smoky.
Autopsy revealed extensive postmortem animal predation, but no findings of trauma. So he was not attacked by a bear. It was the meth that killed him, but now in Tennessee, you've got a bunch of Smoky Mountain bears that have got a taste for methamphetamine. As if they hadn't already. I mean, probably that was something that they were on.
Come on, right. Let's go, you guys!
I want to do more meth!
Jeez, brother. Look at it.
I think that's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things, Darren.
The Top 5 Things brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Speaking of meth.
Brother!
Oh, brother. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by...
What's the matter with you guys?
...by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We appreciate it when you do that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards for any occasion. It would make an ideal gift for Valentine's Day because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We have another lunchtime podcast if you're interested in it. We will be doing that in the noon hour, not tomorrow, but on Thursday.
Right. That would be Thursday the 7th of February.
Thursday.
In the year of our Lord 2019.
Yes. Yes, the day the Beatles came to America.
Is that so?
February 7th.
Is that so? And so say all of us, tap.
Tap into America.
Into America. That's going to do it for this installment. Thanks so much for listening, for downloading, and for leaving us a review on iTunes. Remind me to say that at least once a podcast.
You know what? I read some of those last night.
Yeah?
You people are pretty hurtful.
No, they're very nice. But if you want to take shots, take shots.
No, don't take shots.
If you got a chance.
Don't take shots. I'm pretty fragile.
That's true. It's
an emotional roller coaster.
Until we get a chance.
It's not really an emotional roller coaster if you're... It's
an emotional stairs at your house is what it is.
It's an emotional mine shaft is what I'm on.
Until we get a chance to do it again for you. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.